Welcome back to Question Medicine, where we are asking medical questions and giving medical answers based on recent medical literature. And today's question is, does atrial fibrillation that happens in the hospital, it happens during a moment of time when a patient is under acute medical illness, a moment in time when a patient is in the hospital for, let's say, a quick, brief surgery, and they have the stressors of the hospital, the stressors of illness, the stressors of surgery, and they develop atrial fibrillation, a first-time atrial fibrillation. Are they going to have more atrial fibrillation in the future? If they have a one-time atrial fibrillation and then they get cardioverted, or they get ablated, or they get some sort of beta blocker, or it just spontaneously resolves, is that a risk factor of recurrent atrial fibrillation in the future? You ponder that question, and I'll be back in 15 seconds. Andrew Bell, sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's do this thing, shall we? Here is the deal, my friends. Here is the deal. Atrial fibrillation that happens in the hospital, whether the patient is just there medically because they're ill, or the patient is there in the hospital because they are getting a surgery, that develops acute atrial fibrillation, a first-time acute atrial fibrillation. The question, the concern always is this going to recur? Is this just a one-time thing? Will this go away, never come back, and never put this person at risk of having a stroke in the future? Should we give this person anticoagulation? The questions are endless, and they, I think, bother all of us just a little, or certainly anyone who takes care of this patient population. So in this paper, in the Annals of Internal Medicine, titled Atrial Fibrillation Reoccurrence in Patients with Transient New Onset Atrial Fibrillation Detected During Hospitalization for Non-Cardiac Surgery or Medical Illness, a Match Cohort Study, wins the title for the longest title, but it tells you exactly what is in this paper. It's a match cohort study. So we know by cohort study, it's an observational trial, right? Cohort studies are just basically meaning that we're looking at someone at a point in time and we're looking at them again at another point in time. It's observational. Match means that we're matching up two different populations. So overall, although the title is long, it does tell us what the authors did. Well, these Canadian authors, as they say, use a match cohort study. Who were they matching up? They were matching up about 150 patients, mean age 71, who were hospitalized with an acute medical illness or non-cardiac surgery that developed a first episode of transient atrial fibrillation. And they matched, the match was those individuals versus a control, which was also about 150 people, similar age, similar sex, but these people did not have transient atrial fibrillation. So hopefully, everything's roughly the same. You either had atrial fibrillation while you were in the hospital, or you were in the hospital and you did not have transient atrial fibrillation. Based on 14-day ECG monitoring at 1 and 6 months and telephone follow-up through 12 months, if you had transient atrial fibrillation while in the hospital or while getting some sort of surgery, non-cardiac surgery, you were significantly more likely to have recurrent atrial fibrillation by 1 year. 33% versus 5%. That's a risk ratio of 6.6. Just to give references out there, 6.6 it's a pretty high risk ratio. That tells us that there's probably, this is not just noise, this is probably true signal that this is happening. To say it differently, if you were put in the hospital with an acute medical illness or some sort of non-cardiac surgery, there, and then you had a transient atrial fibrillation event, there is a 1 in 3 risk that you, yes, you were going to then have atrial fibrillation or recurrent atrial fibrillation at 1 year. If you were in the hospital, either acute illness or not having surgery, and you've never had atrial fibrillation, then you're at about a 1 in 20 chance that you would have atrial fibrillation within the next year. You go from a 1 in 3 to a 1 in 20. That is high risk. The question is, what do you do with this information? Because if the patient spontaneously converts back while they're in the hospital, do you need to treat them? Ugh, that is the question that we do not have an answer for. There is currently a study being done on this as we speak, but we don't have that information yet. But as soon as it comes out, as soon as I learn about it, I'm sure I will be talking about it. What do I do going forward? Ooh, the question is, have a shared decision-making conversation. The The answer is, if you really think that they're super high risk, obviously if they're still in atrial fibrillation when they're leaving the hospital, then yes, you got to give it to them. Are they in atrial fibrillation for just a day, an hour? One of the only factors that they could find in the study that was maybe a predictor of recurrent atrial fibrillation in the future, although the sample size was small, the only thing that really showed a signal here was an increased left atrial size, an increased left atrial size. So maybe if they have that, then I'm talking about, all right, maybe we can go ahead and start anticoagulation here, even though, maybe you've now went back and this was only your first event. But remember, it was only the first event that we caught. Most people probably realistically at some point go in and out of AFib occasionally when they're under great stress. We just don't have monitors on people walking around town 24/7. It's like back pain. When you pull them off the street, all of a sudden we've got these disc problems, all these things we didn't even know they had, the patient didn't even know they had, but when you go looking for it, that's when you find it. I think for me, the ultimate takeaway, bottom line, is in individuals who are in the hospital for either acute medical illness or a non-cardiac surgery that have a transient atrial fibrillation event, they are significantly more likely, one in three, 33%, to have recurrence of atrial fibrillation within the next year. When those same individuals are matched to a cohort that did not have transient atrial fibrillation, well, then the risk of atrial fibrillation was only 1 in 20. You go from 1 in 20 risk of atrial fibrillation to 1 in 3. This is certainly something to consider and certainly something to have a shared decision-making conversation over. We still don't know what this means as far as the patient-oriented outcomes of stroke, but that trial is currently underway. If you like this podcast, then please give it a review. But I know, I'm just like you. I don't give every podcast a review. So let's just be honest. If you like the podcast, just share it with a friend so we can all be a little bit better, one question at a time. And with that, I will end this podcast as I've ended every single one before it. Wait for the music. Until next time, keep the quest and questioning.